You know, I can say something from the pulpit and teaching, and people go out and mumble among themselves till they come talking to me. I don't want to say it. What do he mean? I ain't going to do it. Wait, come on. Hey, come on. You see how the enemy have done it? He robbed you of your freedom. Because you don't know how I meant it. If you evidently, because you're mumbling. If you understood it, you wouldn't have been mumbling. That's evidence that you didn't get it. So you need to come back and get another dose, because I didn't get that. And even to the point, you mumble so you don't even show up for any more. All right, let's go on. No man can come to me except the Father, what? Except the Father which has sent me, draw him. And I will do what? When? It is written in the prophets. And they shall be all what? I want you to put, they shall all be taught of God. Now, why in the world we are allowing these other things to teach us about God? And God said plain, they shall all be taught of God. Not the other thing, the devil, the world, the flesh. They don't know how to teach the word. God is the word. God ought to know himself better than anybody else. Can you agree on that? But you overhear what somebody said and this theory, and I felt that and I had this vision. I don't care what you had. If it's not the word, you better dump it. Get away from it, because it's garbage. It's going to contaminate your life. And there are true vision from God. There are true dreams from God. But there's a bunch of garbage out there. And that's why everything has to be examined in the light of the word of God. Hello? All right. Where did I stop it? All right. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father cometh unto me. And every time anybody hear and learn, hear the truth, they'll come to Jesus. You know why people don't come? Because there's something holding them, something hindering them, something, somebody. And that's what the devil set out to do, is to throw confusion, bring darkness, blindness, dimness, and all this other stuff to keep you from coming to God. He'll use condemnation to keep you out of church. He'll use what somebody else said something said that God didn't say for you to get mad at God or get mad. Anything he can use to keep you from coming to God. Because what you really want, what you really desire, what you're really seeking, what you're really hungry for, God is the only one that can give it to you. Your flesh will lead you into things for gratification and only get into that and find yourself crash. Oh God, how did I get here? I mean, you just crash in this stuff and you find yourself destroyed. And don't even know how to gather yourself up and get back. Somebody have to pray you out. Well, let's go on. Hallelujah. 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 Now the enemy, where did I stop it? Yeah. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He that has seen the Father, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has what? Everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your father did eat manna where? And are dead. If it had been life, then he would still been living. And they are what? they're dead. This is the bread which cometh from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall do what? Live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And they didn't understand how he was going to give his flesh. You know, they thought they thought Jesus talking about just chop him up and make lamb chops out of him and steaks and chop him up and eat him up. That's what they were thinking. I ain't gonna be eating no man. That's their thing. But they didn't know that he was talking about giving his life as a sacrifice, for offering himself up as a living sacrifice to God. And they will receive from God spiritual bread called spiritual life that will be imparted to their spirits. Are you hearing me now? And that spiritual life that goes into your spirit, What the scripture says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead, what, dwells where? In you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken your... See, they didn't know he was talking about life, the kind of bread. He put it in terms so they could understand. When you eat bread, you know it give your body what? Physical energy, right? Well, he was talking about spiritual bread that will come into your spirit, which would produce life to your spirit, renews your mind, and cause your mind to be free of old, what they call, Alzheimer? Cause your mind to be free of all forgetfulness, contaminated thinking, and cause the life that's in your spirit will pour health into your body, that your body will remain healthy and strong, that you live your life on earth free of these things. Let me put something right here while we're here and move on. Some people take, when we talk about divine healing, when we start talking about living free of pain, people think you're talking about living forever. You're crazy. Now, if Paul didn't make it, you can forget it. We're just talking about, I want to live my days on earth free of this contamination that Satan brought in this earth. And that's why people think they should take on pain, because they think God sent it. There was no sickness. There was no disease. There wasn't any of that stuff until Satan shows up, till he showed up. And this is what Jesus came to set us free from. This is why he came, so you can live in this earth and be free from that. But when you mix it up with religion and tradition and all this, who shot John and Mama Sue and Mary Lou, and how do you do? You don't know what to do. But when you find out that I'm a son of God, the life of God is in me, and I refuse to give my body to contamination. And I refuse to get under condemnation. Hallelujah.